Y'all come in the house.
Take your beer.
Take the beer.
Take
the
old beer.
The old ass beer.
I've had one of these old ass beers.
Is this what you had at the park? Yeah.
No, I've had these for a while. Though. No. These are before that for sure, though. You know what? You know what they're from? Your party.
Mm-hmm. In April?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I didn't
bad.
Have, because I didn't, I had, in there I had
no, I thought they were like
Bud Lights from the Niggas Giving.
Nobody drinks.
No, but someone always brings it. Usually
I don't know
a white.
Why. That's
is you,
white.
Usually a white will bring the bottles
yeah.
of, or
a
cans
white.
Of a. And then, so I've had those before your party. There was nothing in there. And then we got the Coronas in there. And then when people brought Coronas, those are the first one drank. Then these motherfuckers stayed in there. So yeah,
there was an overflow.
It tastes like collard greens though.
Nice. It's nice.
Like, so you put the
it's a nice
the
green taste to
tagine
it.
In there.
It's
like hot sauce.
Yeah. I mean, like.
So it's like a hearty meal.
It's
not even
a hearty meal. It's like a hearty meal in this one.
There's not even liquor in this anymore.
Welcome back to the GBGB podcast. This is. I actually don't know what number episode this is, so it doesn't matter.
44.
56.
No, I wrote that, but I'm not
45?
Sure. It may be 45. I'm not
no,
sure.
No, wait. I thought it was 47.
No,
hold on. Let me check the podcast.
I don't know. I have no
yeah,
clue.
Google GBGB. It pops up.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Let's Google this one.
Wait okay. For AdWords? Y'all got money.
Do it all the time.
Yeah, it's 44. It's 44.
All right.
Wait.
We got
ass, no cheeks was 40.
Yeah, but we on 44.
Hold on.
43.
It is 44.
Had ass, no cap cheeks.
Wait, what? Why is it all out of order in here?
Oh, because they do.
Oh, yeah, because she's a cuck queen with 43.
Yeah, exactly. Jesse, what do you feel? How do you feel about that?
About what?
She's a cuck queen.
She's a cuck queen? Are you
tell
a cuck queen?
Details. Details.
To tell the cuckness.
Cuckness.
To tell the cucking.
We all know you don't cuck. Just that. We know.
Did you say don't fucking cuck me?
Don't you fucking cuck me. I will cuck you.
No, I cuck you.
The cuckables.
The cuckables. Jesus Christ. We say cuck like 15 times in like a minute.
I actually don't know what that word means.
It's like a
oh,
word
goodness.
If you say it in public. If you say it in public, you're going to make everybody uncomfortable.
No, but what does that actually mean?
No, a cuckold is when you take pleasure in watching your partner get smashed by another person.
Oh,
most
yeah,
likely
yeah, yeah,
a black
yeah.
guy.
Most of the time, it's from a black dude who's like, because they have like this like
no,
high key
honest,
racist.
You don't have to keep going.
Okay. And then she bent. She gets bent over, and then
the
she busts it open.
It.
No.
Extrapolate.
Yes,
right
yeah, so, exactly.
One of
black
videos. That's what you're telling
me. Continue.
Woo! Blacks.
I guess she is a cuck.
She is a, yeah, was she a cuck? Would you feature in the cuck? Would you feature in the
cuck?
So anyway, okay.
Mark's been
you
cucked
have to,
before.
You
he's
have
a cuckold.
No, man. The fuck?
He has the ball. Like,
you got to
roll.
What is gagging?
No, not the passive. What they call the dominant and the
submissive.
Submissive,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, that 50 Shades shit.
So oh, you damn, you know it all. Delve.
I watched the movie, y'all.
Oh.
The girl I was talking to, she wanted to see it for Valentine's Day. So I was like, all right, let's see it. And I was like, oh, word?
But what did you guys do after the movie?
At the end of it, I was like trying to get her to sign a contract so she could be the submissive.
Because she was going to be the cuckold.
I was like, I'm going to need you. Yeah, so she was going to be the cuck queen.
Wait, but what are they calling
see, the cuck
women?
Queen is the that's a cuck queen. If the girl wants to see the dude smash somebody else, that's called a cuck queen.
Oh.
Yeah, cuck hold and then cuck queen.
You're
but how come she's a queen and we not king?
That's fucked up, actually, now that I think about it. We're just
cuck.
Yeah, which is, I don't know why.
You're on like Pornhub page 87.
Yeah.
Like, as you know, all
this time. I venture into those pages quite often.
Has to offer.
Man, just wait till you get to the hundreds.
Pregnant Ooh. Grandmother.
It's a lot of things.
What was the first?
This is
the
actually
first
a thing.
Porn site you ventured off to?
Oh, I don't remember.
Dang, I'm old.
I don't even.
It wasn't even sites,
it
was channels.
It? Channels?
The Spice Channel.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
See, we never had that. never had them packages.
We didn't. So we had this TV that had these two buttons that say tuning on it. So you can tune up and it'll get the page. It'll get the picture right, but you wouldn't have no sound. Unless mom came in and then like the TV be like, ah! Like, yeah.
So it was a preview.
No, no preview. It was the real channel. You get everything. You just had to tune it.
With no sound, but you had to tune
it. You had to tune it and get it right. Like, and the picture would clean up. And what it'd be perfect. We had this old-ass TV.
Oh, oh shit. I don't know what he's explaining.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm old as hell. So we had
you do?
Had she channels. Is a freak.
I know about that. I had a hanger.
So I had the hanger.
The hanger right.
Wait, hold on. Let me just say
that. Right.
There you go.
Hey, tell me when the titties pop up. I'm
gonna explain now. You have
tell me when the titties on the screen.
People can't see. Now you see a hanger. And they're like, where the titties pop up. With a hanger. Tuning the TV with the hanger.
Yes, exactly.
The hanger is not in the scene.
So this is way before.
This is before.
This is way before
y'all were living.
Right.
This is before Spike TV had that one Japanese show. Huh?
Yep.
Where they were basically wiped out, but the Japanese version.
Yeah.
Do y'all remember that show?
I remember that show.
No, I didn't have cable by then.
Dude, Lord.
I was tuning TV, but didn't have no cable.
You didn't have
cable? I was living on my own by the time Spike TV.
Touché.
Okay, respect. Goodness gracious.
I take away.
I just.
Just burned 46 minutes.
Yeah.
46 minutes. Give our shout outs.
Yeah, that's just a nice little carryover from the last episode. First thing that I wanted to kind of like see what you guys thought of the 1 year anniversary of GBGB anniversary party.
Oh, the parlay?
The parlay. Jesse, all three of y'all were there. Jesse, what did you observe at this motherfucker?
Turned upness.
I was extremely fucked up.
I wasn't expecting that.
Like hours,
God
baby.
Damn.
No, I got fucked
for
up
real?
Quick.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I had two palomas, the tequila drink.
Yeah.
I had two of those, and I had like this much tequila in each one.
You didn't even get your second one until I left at midnight.
Yeah, someone left without letting
that was
us
tight.
Know in person.
That was tight.
You see how I do?
That was tight. I have mad respect for you.
I come here early, have a great time. Yeah. You know?
And then, like, as it
for
was
me?
Yeah, no, like, no, he was gone, bro. And, like, I didn't, no one knew.
And then I don't know. I was sitting right next to you. I said, all right, Kevin, it's 11:57. 12 o'clock, I'm hitting that door, brother. And I told you that. He said, all right, I'm using the bathroom. He was in that bathroom. It hit 12:01. I left. Fuck. Kevin came back like, bro, where you at? 12 o'clock.
I was like, at 12 o'clock, I'm on a schedule.
I'm on a schedule.
Yeah, that was tight. I was like, no, it was like a good, like, 1:45. I was like, I haven't seen Carlin in a while. Like, where the fuck is this nigga?
An
hour like,
and 15 go by.
Wow, I just assumed you
that's
were there.
How you
I was
do,
like, oh.
I didn't know. I was asked. They were like, "Where's Carlin?" And I was like,
"You don't want to interrupt
that's
the
a good
flow
question.
Of fun."
I feel
with
that.
Goodbyes and like see you later.
I did. Did.
You come early, you get turned up.
Stop the music.
Rounds,
I'm leaving.
And then right when you can sneak out, when everyone's busy,
yeah, that was dope.
The fun continues.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You were like a thief in the night.
Always.
You cat slipped
burglar.
Out smooth.
Cat burglar.
I was like, God damn, this nigga's gone. But you were fucked up, you were saying?
Oh, yeah.
You had two palomas with a lot of tequila in it.
Yeah, and then Stacy got here and I took
and
a shot
took
with Stacy.
And she took tequila
shots.
So yeah, you get that.
Yeah.
Tequila shot.
And then I drank a Corona. And then I think I had some, I don't know, I had something, some
had
other
some,
drink.
Had some greenies.
Yeah.
You had...
Little greenies, just a little bit, yeah.
What, like the dog treats, greenies?
I don't know. Stay with me now.
Here, girl.
The greenies.
Oh, the other
greenies.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. No, so, like, the first time in,
like 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. And that wasn't that at my house, too?
Yeah, the last time.
My house is a bad influence on Jesse.
<That's>
Make a drink, smoke,
really
do
is.
All types of stuff in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Next
yeah.
thing is going to be edibles. It's going to be
safety of your home.
Yeah, exactly.
Proud.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good.
People are comfortable to do bad things. With
I've, yeah, there's been a lot of bad things that people have done in this home.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Terrible.
Yes, there has been. Our part two.
I second that.
I've seen some. No, it was good. You enjoyed yourself, though?
Yeah.
It was tight?
Yeah.
I just want to know how y'all be so turned up without having a lick of alcohol.
It's hype, bro. It's just off of the function. It's off of the energy.
Aries, Triton, niggas are jumping off walls, balconies.
Aries is on the balcony,
all
yo.
All over the place.
I was like, let's go.
I looked up and I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm old, y'all. I came and went as I pleased. A good song came on. I gave a little
two. You gave a little something. Out.
That's all you gotta do.
That's it.
That's all you gotta do. Show face. Get a little ignited.
I like that. I drank.
You drank a little bit with your boy.
Dirty drinks.
Oh, everybody drank because that Ducey didn't last as long as I thought it would.
Yeah, no, that Ducey was gone. I didn't get a chance to take some.
Somebody should have put that in.
That was your first drink of the night.
No, I thought the first drink was the E&J.
No.
Nah, you had a drink before.
Oh, because we had the shots.
Yes.
We had the shots.
We had the cups.
That was the first round, and then we had the cups. Yeah, that's fact. I actually forgot about that. I actually forgot about that drink completely.
I'm about to say you had a drink when I walked in.
And that was the drink that he made. That was the drink that he made. Yeah.
I told him after the shot, sip slow.
Yeah. No, that didn't happen.
So he completely forgot about that drink.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Sip slow? What the fuck is that?
So what is sip slow? I literally don't know how.
Gulp life.
I'm gonna drink because I want to drink. No, it was cool. Yeah, you had a good time though while you were here.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, of course.
How did that make you feel to make it a year?
Now that is something different.
On the podcast journey. No, I feel like they're one and the
that,
same.
That's
where most of the excitement came from.
Well, it was more. Yeah, that was maybe some of that.
Subconsciously.
Yeah, probably subconsciously. Like I just get hype off of this, like getting these gatherings together off, like just off the rip. So like, as soon as people start coming in, like as I was getting ready, I was like feeling it. I was bouncing around because like the music was mad loud. So I'm up in the room and I'm getting ready. I'm just like, oh shit, let's get downstairs, yo. And then I got down there. I was like, yeah, no, this is it. This is gonna be it. And it was.
If I didn't know you had been here early. I'd have made a turkey.
A turkey.
It's because of turkey in your house.
I mean, like, okay. Nice. You know what? That would have probably
made turkey.
I made one really great one.
Out of how many though? I remember one.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's good. 100% for the field. Yeah.
So you make a turkey at a party like that because ain't nobody paying attention.
Yeah. You just have turkey, and then I have
people just gonna take a slice.
Just you know what? Fuck. Give me a slice of turkey. There you go. Then we got turkey and waffles in this motherfucker. Yeah, no, I got to credit Triton because he was the one that had the idea of having the breakfast food like the day of. He was like, yo, it's a PJ party. I was like, yeah, nigga, let's fuck it up with some breakfast food in this motherfucker. Let's get mad cereal in there, waffles. And I'm
cereal
like,
cereal and waffles did hit a place.
Dope. I was like, okay, yeah, let's do this shit.
It definitely hit a place.
Oh my goodness. I was texting people. I had to switch it up. I was like, hey, instead of a bottle, can you just bring a box of cereal? And they were like, why? I was like,
easier.
Are you like hungry or like what do you need that for?
I was
like,
I thought it was part of your outfit when you asked me. I'm not gonna lie. Like you're gonna have like a super childish ass pajama fit on,
and I'm gonna have,
like maybe a trench coat. You open it up with all the snacks on it. You're gonna be selling it to niggas all night. Like,
what's up, nigga?
I'm tired.
I really thought though when you came out, like you just toasted mad waffles. You just gonna make it rain waffles.
No, I
ate those.
No, I ate
those waffles you saw were definitely consumed.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. The waffles went away like really fast. I was actually kind of disappointed. Nah, I thought I was going to get some in the morning.
That was a good idea. People didn't realize until they saw the waffles. Like, damn, actually.
Yeah, let me get a waffle.
I could fuck with a waffle right now.
And it hit the spot. It was good. I got myself one waffle. One waffle. I'm drunk.
The only thing I ate was that as soon as I walked in, a girl put a chip in my mouth.
I know who it is.
Speak on this, King. What woman is greeting you with food at the
end of the day? It was one of the blacks.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a little wild.
I walked in, chip came like, whoa, is this an edible?
I don't want this. I don't do this, ma'am.
Cheddar and sour cream, I'll take it.
No, she was a little wild. She's one of my homegirls' friends, and she was mad wild. Like she came in, she was nice already taking off her shirt.
Like as soon as you walk in, whoa, like chill. You don't get something to drink, you get a chip in your mouth.
Yeah.
That you didn't have to use your hands.
Well, I want you on your ass too.
That'd have been nice.
Accepted it. Send you on your way. Go on, get it. Eat that shit. Oh my goodness.
Get in there, Tiger.
I don't know about you, but it's a chip smack. Chip slap me on your ass party. That's what it is. That's gonna be the next theme.
Pick your flavor, pick your fan.
Bottomless chaps.
Bottomless
some
chaps.
Assless chaps.
That's gonna be the next party thing.
That's gonna be hot. You don't want literally. To in the middle of the summer? Just that's has some assless chaps.
Everybody ass down.
Can you name that ass? Swing it.
Ooh, yeah, you name that ass.
Okay, now that's a good game.
Yeah, that is.
That's a good game.
We'll just have a whole bunch of ass. You got a name.
And everybody bent over, put a little shade over their head.
And then you're like, who's that ass? Who's that ass right there? We got a big like brown ass. Line. We got
grade that ass.
Yeah, so, oh, see, there we go. See?
What kind of, I mean.
Fair competition. You know, everyone's covered and we just have ass. And then we gotta grade them. We gotta grade the ass. Right. Yeah, that's exactly. That's a BET Uncut game.
BET Uncut. Yes, oh, man. That was it.
That was another thing that I used to have to watch when I was a little.
That was a thing.
Yeah, that was a thing for sure.
There was a song called Time for Freaking.
That was Jesus Christ.
There was a song called Time for Freaking.
Time for Freaking by who?
Some dude. Oh my God.
The only song I really remember.
Freaking. This shit was like Bongos, Versace, Parasuco, Team Uncut. Yes! This is one of the best ones.
So damn, it's on Facebook.
It's only come on Facebook.
BET Cut Uncut Finds. This Time is. For Freaking.
Time for Freaking
so
was great.
They signed by BET?
Oh, there was another song called What That Bang Smell Like.
What That what?
That
what
bang.
That? Wow.
Bang man. Smell Like.
Word?
Yes, bro. This is a great.
Black Jesus.
Shut
yo, I've never even heard of these, yo.
Y'all wasn't watching Uncut.
Yo, but look. Yo,
you got to confirm your age to watch this.
Look when it was uploaded. This is like one of the first like joints.
Yes, man.
God damn, this old.
Nah, BET Uncut go way back further.
No, I meant like on YouTube. I meant on YouTube. I meant on YouTube.
This is one of the first videos.
Because I remember DMX's, what's the song where he named all the women?
What do you bitches want?
That one on Uncut was love. That shower scene.
I mean, the greatest Uncut video is still, what's it called? Tip Drill.
Tip Drill.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they didn't play that as often as they made it seem.
They did.
No. You got that. But it was just so crazy. Like, that's what people think of. But it wasn't. You're right.
I remember about Mike Jones, Slim Thug, and Paul Wall on
that's
Uncut.
Still
but that was Texas culture for sure.
Yeah, Bethong. Da-da-ding.
Da-da-ding. Yo, that's crazy.
And it came a long way.
Hell yeah, it came
a
long way.
They really had BET Uncut.
Back then,
they should bring it back.
Paul Wall was making the internet going nuts. Stop.
What was going nuts?
Paul Wall.
Wait, who's going
nuts? He said, who's going nuts? Who the fuck is going nuts?
Sound disappointed. Who's going nuts?
Nigga ain't going nuts. Oh, Lord. Goodness gracious. But, yeah, back to what I was saying. No, it felt good to reach a low-key milestone. It was kind of cool. Like, I never had something that I set out to do, like, last that long and have it be documented. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird in a way. Like, I can go through the list and go to each episode throughout a whole year and, like, we're just, like, progressing and getting better and we're learning things and we're having mad combos and we're getting deep and then we're not getting deep. We're talking shit and then we're not talking shit. We're getting emotional and then we're not and all this kind of shit. And it's just like the roller coasters and then all the shit behind the scenes that we were all going through. Yeah, and it's crazy because like it's like, yo, we did a year of that.
A whole year.
Like, God damn, like this is crazy.
So you've had people that fought too, right?
Fought?
Hasn't been a fight on.
Okay, so there's not recorded. not recorded. And or not aired at least. It's not okay. I should say not aired. No fights aired, but there's only been a couple. Just
arguments or fist fights?
No. Not arguments, even really arguments. It was just like
it was a just a heated kind of back and forth.
That's good.
A topic got brought up that happened to be a little bit more closer to home
than
some hosts.
Exactly.
Than what we thought. We thought we were just on a run.
But no, we stayed. We stayed planted.
If you do that, then that means you do that to me. And then
it started into a thing.
I like stuff like that.
Yeah, I like stuff like that too. But Jesse doesn't like stuff like that. And that's okay. That's all right. Okay. But, you know, it's not going to get aired, and that's okay because, you know. Well, you know, we all have preferences.
Or aired to us. I want to hear it back.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever record something and it doesn't go the way you think?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back and listen to it.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, everything
you got to run it back.
It's live.
I have not listened back to this clip yet. Did you listen back to the clip?
No.
Jess, did you?
No, they can't.
No, she has officially walked to the kitchen and get another beer, so she's upset that we're even talking.
She's upset.
this is a fact.
But that's okay. Anyways, we almost got. We had another kind of like, it actually got very heated. I'm talking about something else, something that like involved like four or five different people, and like it got into a thing. Like it was like, yo, it may actually be fists that are thrown. Mm. Yeah,
has it ever spilled over into the streets?
Justin's here.
Justin.
Hi, Gigi.
What up, Gigi?
Everybody, this is Gigi.
Gigi.
This is Julian. This is Carlin, and this is Jesse. This is Gigi.
Carlin or Carlin?
Carlin.
Carlin.
Yeah, that
was Carlito.
No, that one's better than what you did.
No, that one's better. I'll admit that one is better.
I can't spell that one. The woman knows what she's talking about. Okay.
What's up, Gigi? Oh, we're recording. You want to say hi to everybody on the podcast?
Hi, everybody.
That's Gigi. Y'all don't know her, but she's really nice.
There's 3,000 listeners live right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hi, everybody. It's a good show.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Terrible so far.
It's a horror. It's one of our worst. Jesse, come back over here. Oh, yeah. You too. Jesse flinching?
Yes, she did
one. Ooh.
Yeah. Active.
But but it's only been a couple times. And then I'm trying to think.
Kind of smell like fart.
A little bit.
I thought I was tripping. I was like,
a little bit.
Sure. So what are like some like standout episodes for y'all too?
Because
as long as I've been listening, I've been hearing y'all two voices. Like,
yeah.
Consistent.
She be acting fake shy. See? She reacts like that.
Say no something. Worries.
I don't know anybody's name, but stand y'all.
You just said.
honestly, you'd have to scroll down because usually. Yes, what was the one with the one chick? The last chick we talked about that was gay.
Ruby.
Ruby, that was a good.
That's the
energy transfer was
need a man with too. A big old ass.
Oh, I was mad. What's the dude's name from Energy Transfer?
Fitz.
Fitz showed up as I was leaving.
Yeah, so did
Desmond.
Yeah. And they stayed till late too. Fitz stayed the night, and Desmond was here till the end.
I was up till like 3:40 in the morning.
Damn,
Jesus Christ!
I was here.
See why I snuck out at midnight? Kevin was already trying to make me stay till 1:30. I said, "Bro, I'm leaving at 12." I hear what you're saying,
but no.
But I won't be around.
I'm gonna be gone at 12. What happened?
I was here till like 3.
You were here till 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ended up shutting it down at like 3:45.
Oh, you shut it down?
Well, the cops shut it down.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they
well,
did.
I chose to allow them to shut it down.
No, okay.
Talk to them, King.
I mean, like if I wanted to, I could have kept it going, and then they would have had to do their
thing.
I was
walking out.
The cops would have had to do their thing.
But yeah, exactly.
They really would.
But I once they showed up, I decided, you know what? I'm gonna give them a break. Mm. Let me go ahead and shut this bitch down. But it's whatever.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, neighborhood. Mm-hmm. No, I swear to God, it's some bitch ass new neighbors that we got that must have called, yo. Cause like I've thrown like this is like the 25th party,
I
yo.
Y'all went queer too. Three. I think that's a good part.
No, I'm saying like, yo, we've gone later and been louder and like we've had no problems. It's literally we got new neighbors that have been there. It's two houses down.
Y'all know where we at.
But they're like house. They're like young niggas though. Like they're young whites.
Who has and the lights on at 3 a.m.? Turn them off.
They must have called.
Them. That's the issue. Fuck them. I don't want them in my house.
You guys sent a peace offer.
Yeah, no, never. Nope.
I had a party.
At least tell them BYOB.
in a very like secluded like beach area.
Yeah.
So we were the only blacks on the whole island.
Word.
All the neighbors. I went and took them a fat bottle of champagne. Like, we about to have a party? Y'all invited.
Damn.
Come on in.
Bring my bottle back.
Bring it back, though. Here's a bottle for the party.
We got food. Gonna be some niggas there.
Just prepare yourselves.
Just walk in. Like, you're supposed to be there. You're good money.
But prepare yourself. There will be niggas. Make no mistake about it. There will be niggas.
That's perfect. Sometimes you do got to warm people up.
Yeah, you do. It's a peace offer and off time.
Jesse, what was one of your favorite standout episodes?
I like the Desmond episode.
The Desmond joint?
Yeah.
That one was, it said, I remember the title was something about naked.
That one and the one with.
Oh, I was like, what do you want me to be, naked?
Yeah, that one and the one with Gouda.
The Gouda episode was my favorite. Oh, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
It's really not, though.
That is disgusting. I hate that rule.
No, but if anything. Like, damn, you ever had a homie who couldn't smoke because he got to take a drug test? It's not even really fun right now, but it's fun. But damn.
Well, I can't relate.
Or
but
drink.
I can't
okay, say that. Tonight, yeah.
But I'm drinking. It's fun, but it's not.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's kind of
different.
Girl
come over, she don't bring her friend. You thought the friend was coming.
But see, like, the thing is, when the rule goes, it's like, yo, that's your girl. You just hit it. My turn.
You went too far. I didn't either.
I was like, where is this going?
If people are just making transactions like that,
yeah,
assuming that they're next, that is like definitely wrong.
I'm back.
That many transactions
for 25 years. I've been waiting. It's my turn now.
It's my
know the rules.
It's my up. It is what it is.
Your friend.
Hey, bro. You know what it is.
Hey, you know what?
Hey. Leave the room dark. I'm just going to sneak in there.
That's unfortunate.
I'm going to sneak in the night.
I hit that wrong.
Jesse, so those two are your favorites? You don't remember the first episode you were on this motherfucker?
No.
It was, I think it was Stepping Stone and Not a Crutch.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You didn't even introduce our guests to people.
Oh, I did.
Nobody knows who.
I think I got to you, and then we got distracted. So, even though it's 28 minutes in, Julian is in this motherfucker.
Yeah,
we got Jay City Life. We got Jay City Life in this motherfucker.
I'm just Julian.
Julian. It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. The episode with my brother is a good one for me.
That is a good one.
That John Gouda one was dope because that one stood out because it was the first one that we've ever had recorded. It's the only one on YouTube right now until we get like a camera and all that. My first favorite was the one that we had all four GVGB niggas on here. I'm not gonna beat your ass, old man. That one was dope because we were just talking through some real shit. Damn, it's a lot, man.
What was the episode you were talking about? Your sister had like a huge purple dildo in the drawer.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
That was like my that was, what episode?
Yo, what was that, yo? What?
I don't even know.
Yo, wait. Shit. Was and that squeezed like into some cheese?
That might have been squeezed that, into some cheese. No.
Mark only knows bad bitches and corny niggas.
That might be that.
That would have been the Drake and Tanner one. When y'all started rapping at the end.
Yeah, shout out to Big Sis.
Polite Time.
Big Sis.
Damn, I don't even know.
Wow. We weren't supposed to be in that room.
Yo, that was dope, bro.
We wasn't supposed to be in that room. So I was a beautiful family now.
She has a beautiful family, though. Oh, my goodness. Yo, that's funny, yo. Like, that's mad funny. Yo, I was like, wow. I was like, oh, this is really happening on the podcast right now. Go ahead, Carlin. Go ahead, Carlin. Finish your story, bro. Okay,
you said you spent time in New York. Did you?
Yeah.
Were you born there?
No, I'm from New Jersey. I lived in New York for a long time, though. What's it called?
Oh, what you were saying? You were born where?
I'm born in New Jersey. I'm from South New Jersey, Atlantic City.
Okay, so how long did you live there before you relocated to New York?
I lived in New York off and on through that whole time.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah. But the last time I lived in New York, it was like 2015 or 16, something like that.
And you've been in Vegas ever since then?
No. I lived in Florida.
Dude, you've been everywhere.
And I've moved to Vegas. Then I moved to California and moved back to Vegas.
So what brings you back to Vegas now?
My wife wants to be here.
I don't know. Yeah, you're here now, bro.
Man.
It's Vegas.
Man.
Okay, so with you being from that area, New Jersey and New York, I asked them to watch When They See Us. I don't think Jesse got a chance to watch. Are you familiar with that story, though?
Yeah.
Central Park 5?
Okay. I am.
I can't watch. Okay. Not yet.
So, but something that is really interesting about Julian.
I know.
He knows some of the gentlemen.
Yeah, they're from the neighborhood. They're from that neighborhood that I lived in.
Really?
So yeah, my cousin lives on 110th and 5th, and that's right by the park. So he grew up with all of them. Basically, they're all from Harlem.
Wow.
And like, I watched a documentary on Netflix about it. Like, that's been on there for years, and I watched it. And the next day, I met like four of them.
What?
Like, literally just walking the street. Like, what are you doing? Like what's going on? My cousin was like, yeah, that's a dude from the documentary yesterday. I was like, thanks for introducing me.
And this is before this new one even came out.
Yeah, it's way before. Yeah. This is way before.
This is when the doc came out. Yeah, so that was like 2012.
Yeah. So, well, no, that was like, well, the doc came out like 2012, but I met them like 14 or 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I can't watch that joint. Not yet. I gotta prepare myself. Like,
but why do you feel like you can't watch it?
It's too close.
You're already familiar.
So close to home. Like all the pieces, like knowing the guys, and then like I've met Donald Trump before. I'm from Atlantic City, like a bunch of times. So like, you know, the story is just like it's too close. It's like it's super close.
And so would you say during that time, did everybody kind of, already feel like it was set up? Or like, what was the temperature in that area of the United States at that time?
Nah, people, they believe whatever the news said. Mm-hmm. So if it was like, well, five guys raped a white woman, especially around that time, because it was like a whole bunch of weird stuff happened, like Chamonix Ramsey and all this other crazy, like sexual predator stuff was popping off. And then like, you know, we were coming out of the whole, like black men are like, predators,
the super predators.
Super predators from y'all, President Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
I voted for bitch.
I ain't vote for no Clinton.
No, my bad.
Super
predator.
It's crazy.
Know? So we're coming straight out of that. So it's like, you know, of course, like we've been painted as like rapists and like just like predators. So it's just like, you know, a lot of people just believed it straight up. It was just like, oh man, I can't believe these dudes did that. And then, like, when Donald Trump pulled out an ad in the newspaper, it was just like, yeah, man, we might as well just kill them. Like, they're just terrible.
But trying to bring,
yeah.
Like, when you mentioned how people back then just kind of believed what the media said, how does that make you guys, like, feel about stuff that goes on now? Because I feel like the media now has more control than they ever have. So when you see stories, new stories that come out about anything, like, is it harder for you guys to kind of just take the news for what it is? Do you have to do your own digging? Because these people were confused 20, 30 years ago without an internet, without a social media. You know what I mean? So what do you think the temperature is for information and getting the correct information now?
I mean, for me, I research everything now. Like, if somebody says something, like, man, let me see what's really going on. The answers are all there. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you just go a page one of Google, like you're going to get the same story, you know what I mean? But if you just dig a little deeper and you know how to do research, like you should do it. The answers are there, you know? So I don't really believe nothing that I hear unless it's white people shooting up a school and not believe it.
What about you, Mark?
I have to agree. You know they did that shit. You know that's real.
That shit was happening every other day. White male shit something. Exactly. Grade school.
It's like, which one?
Down the street.
It's like, all right, we know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I want to, I don't know. It's, I think that there's, I think the main difference with the news before was that, like, I think that it was a little bit more accepting for people to just kind of, like, take it for what it is because there wasn't that as many outlets. So now news is everything to us. Like, we have news on Twitter. We have news on fucking Snapchat. Snapchat even is, like, trying to get into their, like, they'll have, like, you know, a page dedicated to just, like, what's popping or whatever, whatever. And it's, I don't know, like, I guess in a way it's more controlled, but it's really whatever spin that you want, whatever spin that you're looking for, you'll find it. So in a way, I feel like it's better because we have the ability to do research from just simply going to another outlet. You know what I mean? Like, we could just, okay, we can flip the channel and get a completely different spin on that same story or be on our phone and research.
News is good news or is given the right information or, you know what I mean? Like, that's the hardest part for me because I end up asking my mom and grandma all the time, like,
yeah,
what news outlet should I be even tuning into?
Sure,
which places are giving me information beyond just the gates that I can see immediately in front of me? Like, why do I have to hear about Sudan from Instagram? And
no, you shouldn't. Yeah, I think that's improper because that. You don't know what goes with the story. But also, like, what you're saying is that nowadays there's news for everybody.
And yeah. Everything.
So, like,
everything,
Fox News, right? It matches this person. And exactly. CNN matches this person.
MSNBC would be for this person.
Matches this person. Exactly. And they're all coming from different angles. Mm-hmm. Where before, if you read the newspaper, yeah. If you read the top three in the United States, those news outlets had to be clean. They couldn't be biased. They couldn't be tilted towards one or the other, or that news outlet would be sued because it's defamation and slander as well. But now it's like, you know, if I'm a liberal white person, I'm gonna watch Fox News because they have my views, and then they're gonna present those stories the way my views are set up.
Conservative.
Yes, excuse me, not liberals. Whatever. I don't know what they are.
White.
Yes.
Everybody has their outlet.
But before, though, the best news outlets were on BBC, Al Jazeera, because they're unscathed. They're not from here. They're the Saudi newspaper as well as the British paper. Mm-hmm. But even BBC is a little convoluted now, and Al Jazeera is just like hard to get to because you can't tell a person like, I read this on Al Jazeera, like, you're a terrorist.
But I think what happened was is that I think that media and like. And entertainment started to get a little convoluted. So with everyone and just on how big entertainment became, media just, they went after the money because, you know, we're in a capitalist country. So, you know, the more spins, the more the hits, the more, you know, like retweets you could get or whatever, whatever, you got to get that out there. You got to be the number one gunner.
But if like you're gonna get some shit before, out. So the fear of defamation of character for the newspapers, it's almost like those type of fears have gone now. And that's
sure.
And that's where I'm like kind of confused because
why
has it gone away? You know what I mean?
There's actually been defamation. I think that just like as far as court is concerned, I think that there's been like breaking like new like precedents mm-hmm. that have changed a lot in like just like the 25 years. Where like a lot of these things, you know, they go to court and stuff like that, especially like with like a TMZ and paparazzi becoming like a thing where it's like a career and all these kinds of things. And just like pop culture, entertainment and news and stuff like that. They go to court. Like there's cases like on that, like all the time, like celebrities will sue them and then vice versa and all this kind of stuff. And it's not like that people like really pay attention to it, but I bet that has to do with why like the definition of defamation and slander has changed drastically from now to the 80s because they've probably been winning some of those cases and gotten more freedom. And now it's a lot more lenient when it comes to the press as opposed to before where they had to walk on eggshells. They actually had to really do their job the best as they can be. And there wasn't as much competition.
That's
So then it's all kind of like filtered in, and you know, it's really like, okay, you want to work for the three stations, you're going to work for the three newspapers, and then like that's it. You know what I mean? But like now it's all over. They're all competing.
And then you have to, they got to compete with Instagram.
You got to compete with social media, and like no one's professionals. Like there's no professional courtesy in there. There's no etiquette. There's no anything. Whoever got it first.
Doesn't matter what it is.
And then you got like it's pretty much like first come, first serve. Whatever you can get, you hold on to it. You put that shit out ASAP within a couple seconds of something happening. And then you get that clout for like that minute until the next story comes. Whether you were wrong or right, but you were the first one there. And then like when they're like, oh, well, let's say BuzzFeed, they got to the story first and they were wrong. Ain't nobody checking for that story that, hey, no, we actually got it wrong and it was actually this person. No one's checking for that shit. No one cares. It's like, it is what it is. They got there first. You've changed the minds of millions of people. And then you keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And then whatever happens after that
is perception. Perception is reality. So they want to, you know, they want you to perceive what their angle of the story is.
Exactly.
And then it becomes reality.
And then that's it.
Because it doesn't matter if R. Kelly is innocent or Bill Cosby is innocent or not. The perception of the public is that they're guilty.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Court of public opinion is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you haven't seen it, when they see us, it's about the Central Park Five.
Yeah, you have to watch it.
You gotta watch it.
I ain't ready for it.
Inform yourself if you don't know anything about it or you don't really have, or you never heard the story. Just watch it. It's on Netflix. Everybody got Netflix.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it's like it's causing a lot of, you know, it's ruffling feathers and stuff like that. And I'm happy it is, yo. Like I was mad happy, like with
it's only ruffling my feathers because I feel like it's not a new story, and for some of the people involved in that story to have built careers off of it after us knowing all this time what actually happened, that's the most frustrating part. Like, why is the lead lady who was
the prosecutor?
Why is that prosecutor just now feeling like she has to resign and stop being as active in that community?
25-30 years.
All this time.
Exactly.
We've known you've been wrong all this time. There's been documentaries that come out. These guys won a settlement not too long after they were all released. And how are people just ignoring the fact that you did some evil things and allow you to keep building your life off of this as if it never happened?
Well, this is why I have to give props. You know, like this is an example of why social media is a positive in our culture. It's like you hear all the time on like how it's negative and how it's detrimental to like kids' attention spans and all this kinds of stuff. But when you have things like this, sometimes a court of public opinion helps us in our favor get to answers to people that need to be held accountable for. So with this, as soon as this starts coming out and stuff like that, and people are like, yo, what the fuck is up with this, the fucking prosecutor name? I don't remember her name, but they call him for a job and they're like, yo, this is mad. Like, she's like admitted, she's documented, she was wrong, she's done all this shit, blah, 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 blah. We got to get her the fuck out of there. And then she resigns because she must have felt that shit. That's a positive outcome for me.
It is.
It's fucked up that it didn't happen before. But you know what I mean? Like, when they were all released was 2002. Where was social media in 2002 versus 2019?
But they won a settlement not too long after.
That's facts too.
People knew what was going on was wrong. They paid these brothers money to.
Yeah.
And that was a part of the thing. They have a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's, it's just like one of those things. Like, things can just be put under the rug because of like the times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even fucking know. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, so. Remember I was telling you about the Kate Smith shit, about the white lady that sings God Bless America, and like her version of God Bless America was like played at the Yankees and the Philly stadiums like for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, you know, like someone does like a little bit of research and finds out. It's on title.
It's on title.
And we find out that this motherfucker sang a song called Why the Darkies Were Born back in 1920.
And then
Piccaninny Heaven.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So like immediately, like as soon as this comes out, yo, the Yankees are like, yo, cut that shit. Like that you could sense. Dead that shit.
But that makes sense.
But here's the point. The point is that because this is another positive of social media.
Yeah.
Yo, if there was no social media, that for that story to get picked up by every major news outlet in a country, that would be crazy. Like, it has to be huge for it to, like, get picked up. You know what I mean? But now, yo, like, getting viral, like, with shit like that is, like, mad easy. Like, all that shit gets put out. Some of it may not even be, like, some of it may not be with the shits, but some of it is. This is an example of that. If there was no social media, that would have never happened. The Yankees would have still been playing that shit. And it would have been, like, the old heads that have been, like, super mad. Like, yo, why are they still keeping, like, all this love for this bitch when we shouldn't? But now we all know, so now we got to the fuck out of there. So, like, it's one of those things. Like, sometimes it just...
Sometimes it is a... It's actionable. Like, like things happen from it. But the flip side of, like, social media is that, like, you know, when we do see things happening and it's, like, against our people, you know what I'm saying? We're recording. We're not jumping in.
It's facts.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's, like, the downfall. Like, we want to, like, do I want to get in and bring danger to myself or do I want to go viral?
That's facts.
You know?
I think that kind of started with, like, I remember just, like, I don't know, like, just being, like, a young boy and, like, whenever things happen, once we had the ability to record things, we fell into the mode of, well, let me record this so I could keep this forever. And like, not like the thought wasn't, let me get involved, whether it was positive or negative or whatever. Like, you know, you see at the concerts and the concert is mad hype. It could be like some crazy nigga. It could be Travis Scott, who's a rager, you know what I mean? But like, he makes music for people to go crazy at the concerts. But when you look at the crowd, it's all the cell phones.
Everybody's cell phone.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we stop being like, okay, well, not that we stop completely, but like the first thought is not, let me get in the moment of this. Yo, whatever's happening, I want to be in it. I want to involve myself. Now it's, I got to record this shit so I can watch it tomorrow.
Well, not even watch it. Yeah. I think I got to record it so I could be the first one to post.
Or, exactly. So, let me post this shit so people know that I got it. Yeah, I'm going live right now. I'm here right now, bro. Like, I saw it, bro. It's crazy.
I don't want to stay on that too long. I got another rant, though.
You got another one?
I do got another one.
What's good?
I witnessed the proposal for cuts in the education system the other day.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say it's because you said your wife want to be here. You guys plan on having kids?
Already got him?
Oh, yeah. He going to want to hear this. Budget cut options 2020 and 2021. Eliminate magnet programs. $19 million. Now, that's a big deal to me because I went to two different type of magnet programs. Right. One in elementary coming up on the west side. We got a couple of them that have always been like just available to the communities, you know, the black kids or the Hispanics that if you test at a certain level and you're already in that neighborhood, you can automatically join the school and take, you know, better classes than you would if you're a normal program. Also for middle school, I went to High Park, which was another test-in school. You had to be bused. So to eliminate these programs, I think, ATEC or is it ATEC?
ATEC is one too.
ATEC is like always top five in the nation in schools, and that's one of our high school magnet programs. So to be looking at eliminating all magnet programs across the city.
Bro, that's crazy, bro.
Sounds crazy, but that's just the beginning, bro. Eliminate dean positions. $17 million. Like, what does that even mean?
Why are your deans making $17 million?
That's a lot of deans.
It says across 170 deans.
God damn,
that's still
yo.
A lot of money. Jeez, how much does a dean make? I need to be a dean.
Performing arts, $7.8 million.
Oh, so we've been going through that on the East Coast forever.
Yeah, but Vegas has been in the bottom five of education for as long as I can
remember. Yeah, Vegas is like number two worst school district in the country.
But so how can we even afford to continue to be cutting stuff from education?
But you know, the problem with Las Vegas is like, you know, I'm from the future city that is a piece of shit. Like, I'm from Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. We're basically the same city, built on casinos and things like that. The problem with cities like Las Vegas is they're only concerned about what's happening on the Strip. But the things on the Strip, they're supposed to be giving back to the neighborhood and more than just jobs. And that continuation creates a really good cycle. Like, after a while, if they are giving in and they're building up and they're making sure that they're building up the schools and things like that, then it creates a really good cycle of like really good employees versus really good students, and that cuts crime and all the other stuff. But we pay all the taxes, the light bills and the gas.
gas bills and all that other stuff for the Las Vegas, what's it called, the Las Vegas casinos. And so they don't give back to the community, period. Like, well, we're making money, like, whatever. And they're basically living free. And when we get an influx of sports teams as well, we're going to have to pay for that too.
Yeah, because
they're not
going to
be
exactly.
Yeah, we're not going. They're not going
to get for
back.
Marijuana to get legalized, exactly. And that's supposed to be
they're
going back to
get back.
But my thing is, how can they keep saying that things are getting approved and passed with the inclusion of these things that we hope for, like the education system or the transit system? How can they just blatantly not do those things? That's the part that like screws me up. We're not even 2 years removed from weed being legalized. You're already about to go back and cut back on all the things that weed is supposed to be helping for.
Exactly.
How are you going to eliminate transportation for secondary schools?
That's crazy, right?
Completely?
Completely. Completely.
So kids just got to find a way to get to school.
This
no
ain't the worst.
Where
no, but
this ain't the worst budget cuts I've ever seen, though. You know, the city of Baltimore, maybe like 8 years ago, they were always in a deficit. Like right before the school started, we're like, we're missing $63 million. We're missing $412 million. We're missing it. We don't know how we're going to open schools. So this happened every year. So then one year they were just missing. They were missing like $500 million, something crazy like that. So they were like, all right, so we're going to close down every other school in the city. And they did. And Baltimore is like a real rough city. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of rival neighborhoods and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it forced like this one school had to go to this other school that was a rival neighborhood. So crazy violence in the city, you know, and then it was like grade schools that had to go from one side of the city.
To
imagine
the
if you had to go from here to freaking.
It'd be fucked up.
Wherever around there.
They would throw our Boulder asses city. In like Northtown and shit like that, or like the east side.
Yeah, you definitely have to go travel to Cheyenne.
It'd be fucked up.
They literally closed the school.
Cheyenne would have to come up over here.
They literally closed the school in Baltimore because they couldn't afford pencils.
That's wild, bro.
Pencils. And the community couldn't come together like, yo, let's all hit the 99 cent store. Some pencils for these kids. Like, no, we got to close the school because we can't afford the things that we are teaching.
These are still, I guess, just proposals. But it seems like they're trying to find a way.
To find money.
They're trying to find a way to find money. And the projected deficit is 33 to 35 million.
God damn, bro.
So out of these... It's not that bad,
not
but
that
the
bad.
Things
that's
that so but the things that they're proposing
that's what's fucked up
to cut is the fucked up part because I mean, how are you going to eliminate deans? You need somebody who's respectable or in power to even
how
control
you
most
have
of
a superintendent. Where's your superintendent?
We have superintendents.
They're
the ones that
the
there's
city.
A I think there's like two. I think
yeah.
They split into like two districts or something like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I think. Honestly, I think that the whole city is like on some sneaky shit. It's like because like they do shit like this when it comes to like education, and they've been doing that for years. Because I don't know, weirdly enough, I just don't see that
and
of.
And I don't know enough, so it makes me want to die.
Well,
sure. No, absolutely.
Then you
I just
end up
don't
voting for stuff thinking that you're
exactly.
Get another
and I think that's the problem, bro. Oh. I think that a lot of us in the valley, I don't know if like. Maybe we're just like in another mold where we're just worrying about other things or whatever. But like the little information I know about things that the school district and stuff like that and shit that they've tried to do or try to pull like on people, it's all been fucked up. But it's always been because not enough people know. Like it always came down to there's not enough people involved. Like teachers are literally begging for like, parents and kids to just look, y'all got to show up to these meetings. Y'all got to like, yo, they had like, they're like on the last meeting. They've had six of them saying if anyone shows up and vetoes or something like that, then we can't get enough. We can't do this and this and this, but no one shows up because it's not broadcasted. It's not going to be publicized. No one's going to know about it. Cause
I was just,
you see what I'm saying?
I
like,
it doesn't matter.
My faith off the street for $30.
It doesn't matter.
I have to vote for that. My eighth was $30. It is now $45.
But it doesn't matter. In a city like this,
oh,
the
yeah.
Casino Control Commission
it's
runs
facts.
Every day.
It's facts.
It doesn't matter what you vote for or not. If they allocate it, because like the city gets a budget every year of X amount of $1 million or $1,000, however big the city is. Now, once y'all accepted the weed, money went into that.
Yeah.
Now the money has to come back from somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's just a cycle. Now the money has to go from somewhere, but the easiest thing to cut always is
it's going
to
be education.
Always, especially in a, you can run it by bare minimum. In a high segregated area like Las Vegas, they're going to cut education fast because niggas go to school.
Well, yeah, and most of the people in the suburbers are paying
For their kids to go to school, their charter school.
Or they can afford it. The budget cut won't affect them because they're going to spend money on it anyway.
So the schools have more resources in the suburbs. They have to. They want the suburbs to work better than the inner city. Absolutely. Always.
Well, and especially in Vegas.
Especially because it's new.
How the schools get money is based off of the zoning and the money based on the population in those zonings.
Yeah.
So if you're living in the area like Centennial Hills or Spring Valley or Red Rock Canyon, and everybody in your neighborhood's making over a certain amount of money, and all the businesses in you guys' neighborhoods are making over a certain amount of money, sure. You guys are going to get the resources that the schools down by the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Or exactly. Over and those schools are the ones
that are going to be affected.
Yeah.
They're going to be affected. The schools up here, even the public schools, won't be affected. Only the schools in the high-risk neighborhoods.
Sure. They're going to end up getting messed up.
That's
it. We got time for one more? What time we got?
We got very little. We got like 4 minutes.
We got to talk about Chris Brown.
Oh my God!
Do you know what?
Chris Brown, another.
Do you know what Chris Brown been up to?
No, he's a crackhead. It could be anything.
God, I literally texted him that. I was like, "Yo, this nigga's really a crackhead, bro."
So he went on Karrueche's page, Instagram page.
Why?
And you know she's with Victor Cruz, right?
Football
player.
Yes.
So it's a picture of them together, and he's. Can you try to find the actual?
Victor Cruz is from Jersey, by the way. He will. Fuck Chris Brown.
Chris is going on the post multiple different times and talking shit about how Victor's dressed. Like, not just once, but he, like, goes in. It looks like he comes back 20 minutes later, goes away, comes back, says something again.
Damn,
like,
I got
five,
another
six,
one. Let me
seven
hit him
times.
Again.
Like, yo, this nigga can't dress. Just went through going in on him. So my question to all the fellas is... If Chris Brown is your girl's ex and he's doing these type of shenanigans, what do you do?
Bro, you can't do shit, bro.
You can't do nothing? Or...
Wait, so where is it at?
Nothing bad or major, but upgrade him, sis. I'll take him around and style him. No hate. He just needs some game spirit.
Retired wrestler Spanx? Damn.
No shade, just minor.
It's really a regular fit.
He's just regular. Victor Cruz is like the nicest guy, yo. And it's the same. He's like such a cool dude. He do mad stuff for the community that he's from in North Jersey.
He got his own shoes.
He's different, man. He's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? He got hurt and he continued to do his thing. You know what I mean? Chris Brown's a crackhead, bro.
No, he's a crackhead. He's a crackhead.
He definitely
that's
a line between each one of those posts.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a functioning crackhead move right now.
I was the only one that said Rihanna bit him first. I had your back, Chris.
She definitely did bite him.
She did. She whooped his ass. She whooped his ass. And Karrueche.
She fucked him up.
Because Karrueche was sitting in the half a back seat that the Lambo had.
Yeah, exactly.
She beat them both up.
I don't even know what to do about it. For the crackhead.
What would you do?
No, but you gotta at this point you expect shit like that.
But he just doesn't leave your chick alone,
he can't do nothing. Like
how long?
Oh, but you know what? You actually, you know what?
Stuff like
somebody actually brought up a good point. Someone was like, "Yo, I'm surprised. Like he's not even blocked." I was like, "Why is he not blocked at this point?"
He's not blocked.
So either he's hitting on the low.
I can see that.
You can see that. Because look, that's a level of confidence that's crazy, yo.
Yeah.
Like if he's documented
when you post
wild.
This podcast, I'm definitely gonna tag Victor Cruz.
No man, that's my man, bro. Victor Cruz, check what he said, bro. I'm just saying, bro. Look, he's documented. He's documented wild. He knows he does. You know he doesn't leave none of his exes alone.
He's
wild on the gram. Like
he's not
you
blocked.
Know he's a crackhead, and he's not blocked.
Doing stuff like
yo, that's that. Some of that has to be a little bit your fault. Or
wait. Or no, wait, another angle. She gets love off that, though. She gets
that's
more
facts.
Fame off that.
That's
so
facts.
It could be like the fake battle between Nas and Jay-Z. This is only going to bring us both up.
That could be
maybe not him, but her for sure.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he's got. He's a he's
no because
that, now he
no,
gets everything.
No, but
he
no,
can do whatever you want.
No, yeah. now at this point, this is not going to affect him negatively. Not really,
it
because
don't matter,
I mean,
don't.
Like. He's done the worst shit that you could possibly do, and he's still famous. But for
R. Kelly's done the worst shit.
Okay, that's facts. That's facts. But still pretty bad. Still pretty goddamn bad. It's up there. But, you know, that's facts. This does put her name in the limelight just a little bit. And it puts Victor in the limelight, too. Because they're like, yo, who the fuck is Karrueche's boyfriend?
Would y'all press her to block him?
I would. Ooh, I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you have to. Yeah, I mean, like,
especially because of her allegations, the way he did, she kind of got to block him. Like, yeah. It's only right.
Why wasn't he blocked already?
That's exactly what I was saying. When I heard that, I was like, yo, wait, why the fuck is he not blocked? Yeah, that's facts.
And Winning got a baby.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
And shout out to Cassie, man. Good for her. I'm happy for Cassie.
And Rihanna. She love that billionaire, man.
Rihanna. Yeah. She's not leaving that nigga.
She got picked up. And Swizzle was picked up with Bad Boy. That's why her first couple videos show us had the biker jacket and shit on.
Yeah.
Good for Eve, man. Good for Eve. Shout out to Eve.
Shout out to the
Paws. I gave her that tattoo. It was my best work, but it's my most famous work. Got you. It's coming back.
Yeah, that's going to be the end. Thank you for coming. More importantly, thank you for coming to the 1 year anniversary of GBGB. Shout out to Aries, Triton, James. Love y'all niggas.
All that.
Jess, you have any words to say?
She giggled a few times.
Yeah, she got a couple giggles.
She drank her beer.
She said, I ain't watching.
You know what's funny? Yo, I used to work with this gay dude at McDonald's. And like whenever something wasn't funny, like remember how people used to say crickets or something like that? Uh-huh. He was like, nigga, you get no giggles. Yo, the first time I heard that, I was dying. Yo. He's like, you get no giggles. I was like, oh.
In public,
right? Like, it's a no giggle.
I was like, oh, yo, that dude he told it to, man. That dude was shook, man. He didn't know what to say. He was like,
oh, man, he probably wasn't even paying attention. He just had to fry.
He's like, man, fuck you, man. Why you always gotta say something when I say something? Shit. Yeah, Carlito, you got some words to say to the people?
One love and all that. Go watch When They See Us.
Yes.
Oh, and Chernobyl and every.
Oh, that's what I'm about to work on, bro.
That's really the Chernobyl joint. America.
Oh, the Chernobyl joint. Oh, yeah, that joint happened in Philly, in the Pennsylvania when the joint went
that up. Happened in Philly as well.
Yeah, that was dope. I was there. I was bored.
It's probably another big bad thing coming soon.
It's
gonna robots be a robot's gonna get us, the computers.
Yo, the robot shit's live. That's real, bro.
It's really just the white people. Like we got a gun problem, we got a weed problem, we got a meth problem. It's all
iPhones
white people.
Gonna turn against us. Watch
legs come out. Watch legs come out as well.
If you disrespect Siri, if you like ask her like what 0x0 is, she gonna tell you some shit, and then she ain't gonna work for you no more.
You know, the other day I was in the car, and then like it got real hot, and then the phone got too hot, and then you say you can't use it. You know, that's just a warning. It's a grenade. They're about to fuck us up.
Oh, yeah. You know that Samsung is a beta program for
iPhone. Pop, pop, pop.
Samsung is a beta program for iPhone. And you see the Samsung blowing up.
Samsung's used to blow up, goggles. Set on fire.
Eat your fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, this is Jesus Christ. Can't eat those, man. Just be careful, right? Just make sure you know how to ride a horse and work a sword. Make sure that you know how to grow your own corn. Because all this shit's about to go
collect
away.
Rainwater.
Collect rainwater. Collect
rainwater,
y'all. You know, fuck all this. We're getting ready. The only whites
Doomsday
I'm cool with are those Doomsday whites. Those
Doomsday
niggas.
Party. Ready.
The Doomsday party's going to be fucking slamming, yo. It's going to be like the Matrix in that motherfucker. The Matrix.
So, y'all just going, y'all going, so Doomsday come. Y'all going to party? Or y'all going to just like be
no,
sad?
No. I'm a party. But I'm going to do a Carlito. I'm going to sneak out. Go to the armory. Make sure I get my guns and my ammos, and then I'm
geek
just,
out pack.
And I'm gonna go straight to the tanks, and I'm gonna be in my tank, and I'm gonna just
chill.
Where you
gonna get a tank from?
We gonna have some sort of tank.
Okay,
we gotta have. I'm gonna find a tank.
Let me know.
I'm
going
chill.
To Canada. I'm getting away from you.
I gotta get.
They gonna get Canada first. They're too nice.
Canada
they gonna
is
come
too
from
nice.
The top. They gonna take their heads
damn
off. Leaf.
They gonna be real there. Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
That's
over.
Why they like we gotta build a wall. I think the Mexicans really want the wall. They gotta keep these crazy.
Canada
white
gonna
make
their
white like, you know,
make
just,
it like they want it.
Let
we
me
gonna build.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yo, these niggas is wild whenever they come to Tijuana.
They
come over here and they fuck
they
our city
get
up.
Some clean water and beef for they talk.
Jesus Christ, yo. This is wild.
I can't even go down there. My stomach too weak for that kind of stuff.
That's facts.
I'll be down there. I'll drink the water. I'll drink the water.
You get the BGs down there?
Yeah.
I mean, you drink
tequila with every meal.
Yeah, you drink the water. That's why these hoes is 10 cents.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
We balling though. How much is a dollar over there?
Like 150. $150. I went to Tijuana and I was balling with $10.
Oh my lord. What is the currency exchange?
It's like 100 to 1 or something like that.
What is it? A peso?
Peso.
Okay, put it. My aunt's here from Mexico, and she said that she makes on a bad week, she makes 3,000 pesos.
So what's that? Week. Minimum
that's
wage.
$150.
No,
yeah, one to 19.
God damn.
It went up. It used to be
$1.
Nigga.
That's basically 20 pesos. That's nothing.
$1.
$100, man. Yo, man, you can get
a
taco for a peso, bro.
Bro, I can buy it. No, you get tacos for a peso?
Dude, yeah.
That on Taco what's Taco Tuesday like in Mexico? That's the weird
every
question,
day.
Bro.
It's every day.
It's every day.
Probably really not.
It's not
but they don't
thing.
Have a they don't try to like
it's not a thing.
Okay, but you can't just have good tacos all the time.
You do.
Yeah,
they haven't figured out marketing yet.
Marketing.
White people need alliteration. Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, they haven't figured it out.
Yeah. White people needed to like kind of match up.
Otherwise, it's not
going to
work.
Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Sunday fun day.
Sunday fun day.
White people got to be told what to do on what day.
Yes, yeah, okay. All right. Because otherwise, they're just running amok. They don't know what the fuck is up.
No, they don't know. What's today, man?
What is today?
What the fuck is today, man? I need a fucking taco. God damn it, it's Thursday.
Where's is it Taco Tuesday?
God damn it.
Bro, it's Wednesday.
Taco Thursday.
What the fuck am I going to do, man?
Hump day, bro.
Gotta wait another 6 days. This is fucking bullshit.
I don't eat a Del Taco.
Why? Yo, it's so
that's
good. It's way better than real Mexican
Tex-Mex.
Food.
I see you eat fake food.
It's delicious.
It's really good.
You eat the fake food.
No, you don't.
Contract Supreme.
3 weeks ago.
That's a lie.
That
ain't
real
chicken.
That's a lie.
It's a fried piece of steroid.
First of all.
Oh, me, you bought us Popeyes like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's trying to kill y'all. She's trying to kill y'all.
She's trying to kill her ass.
Damn.
With the fake red bean and rice.
You ever had
to bring the red beans and rice.
Hey.
They forgot to put it in the bag.
I didn't forget it.
They forgot it in the bag.
She wouldn't let me call.
I wouldn't.
You ever seen a wing at churches?
Yeah.
They had a little wing and then it got a big, like,
then they got the big. It's like a Finding Nemo. They got the little wing and then the big wing.
This is a wing. A wing is square. With the wing attached to it. A square piece of meat. It's a dollar.
It's a chicken block.
They had a special. It's like 5 wings for $1 at church. It's like, bangs. They biscuits hit. I got the one. I'm like, these are huge. What the hell is this?
What is this? They know like, marketing. They know marketing.
Yes.
That's how they got you.
Shout out to
Tijuana. Yeah, shout out to Tijuana to bring this back. All right. Yes, thank you for listening again. We're going to keep this motherfucker keep rolling. And we'll see you all to the next episode.
Good night.
Julian, you got some words?
Oh, no.
You got some words? Nobody got
love and all that.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout
Jesse,
out to everybody that has
again.
Shout outs.
Shout out to the people that have shout outs. Just real fast, another outro.
So I have words. Yeah.
Another outro, just real quick.
Watch The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Every week.
All right. I'm going to end it.